Okay, so we're still on the same verse. I like that line a lot. Okay, you have fine features. You have gained this opportune and leisured human form. If you follow me who speaks to help others, listen well. I have something to say. So again, back to the line, this opportune and leisured human form. Okay, so we've been talking about our precious human life and the different qualities that it has. So it's not just any human life. It's human life with the certain qualities that enable us to learn and practice the Dharma. And then we have to understand the meaning of this life. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. For people who don't know anything about the Dharma, then the meaning of this life is have a good time. And, be successful according to societal standards or according to your own definition of success, whatever it is. But it involves just worldly things. As a spiritual practitioner, we're thinking beyond this life, beyond what the information our senses give us. And so at the first step of our practice, then we begin to think about the happiness of future lives. So it's not saying that we shouldn't be happy in this life. It's saying that we need to take the happiness of future lives into consideration because we're creating the causes for our future lives right now. Yeah, so, we always plan ahead. We usually just plan ahead in this life, even though we're not sure to live that long. But, when you have a conviction about rebirth, then your plans ahead include your next life. Okay, and so what you're going to be, what your situation is, whether you'll meet the Dharma, whether you'll have good conditions to practice the Dharma, whether you'll have a lot of Dharma imprints in your mind or not. Okay, so that's the first thing we start to be careful about is, or to be attentive to, is to create the causes for a good human life. And so we do that principally by practicing ethical conduct, then practicing generosity, fortitude, other kind of wholesome actions, and then dedicating those in the proper way. Yeah, but then also our life is meaningful if we look beyond this life to getting off the cycle of existence, to saying, good life is, good future life is next, but it's the same old thing of birth, aging, sickness, and death, and I've been doing this for a long time, and it's time to get off the merry-go-round. And so aiming for liberation and then practicing the three higher trainings of ethical conduct, concentration, and wisdom in order to create the causes for that. Then we also make our life meaningful by cultivating the bodhicitta, the aspiration for highest awakening for the benefit of all beings. And then create the causes for that by taking the bodhisattva ethical conduct and then practicing the six paramitas. Okay, generosity, ethical conduct, fortitude, joyous effort, you should be saying them in your mind, meditative stability and wisdom. Okay, practicing those, practicing the four ways of gathering disciples, beginning to enter the tantric vehicle and so on. Okay, so we can make our lives, this one life, present life, meaningful by creating the causes for all these things in the future. Yeah, and what's interesting is by thinking about these future things, it actually helps us to live more in the present. Yeah, because we're thinking about future things that we know we have to create the causes for now. So if we have to create the causes for them now, then we need to be really attentive as to what's going on in our mind and what we're feeling and thinking and saying and doing, because that's creating the causes for these good kind of results that we want to have in the future. Yeah. So if we realize that it's important to look at our mind right now and monitor what's going on in our mind and learn how to cultivate constructive thoughts and feelings and so on, then we live much more in the present because we're not daydreaming about the past and going, you know, I went on this great vacation and this surfing trip I had, and not daydreaming about the future, lying on the beach with Prince Charming or Princess Charming and, you know, going to the disco and blah, blah. But you're, you know, right here with your life right now, trying to keep your mind in a perspective that you know is going to be useful for you now and in the future. Okay? And so, yeah, creating the causes for good rebirth, for liberation, for awakening. And then also, another way to make our life meaningful is this practice of doing things, you know, right here at this very time, you know, transforming our mind into something virtuous, and particularly by practicing these gathas, yeah, these kind of slogans that that help us transform neutral situations into situations where we create merit, where we enrich our mind by goodness. Okay, so instead of just kind of trudging up and down the stairs, you know, thinking, you know, I'm walking upstairs, I'm leading sentient beings to awakening. When we walk downstairs, I'm going down the stairs to even the lowest hell realms out of compassion to benefit those beings. You know, when you're washing the dishes, to, you know, think that you're cleansing the defilements, you know, ignorance, anger, and attachment, and destructive karma from the minds of sentient beings. Yeah, when you get injured, I was about to say this to Brian before, then think that you're doing purification, you know. So we don't intentionally injure ourselves, but, you know, when we're injured, if we get sick, then think, okay, this is some negative karma ripening. It's finishing, I'm done with it, it's no longer, you know, can ripen and impede the path and cause me suffering. Yeah? So all these ways to think right now in the present life to transform ordinary situations into the path. Yeah? And so these ways are, you know, they're very good because it makes us attentive to what we're doing and trying to think in a certain way. Yeah? So, you know, when you're petting the cats, then, you know, to think, you know, may I bring happiness and love to all sentient beings. Yeah. When you're feeding the cats, thinking, you know, may I feed all sentient beings. Or when you're serving food here, you know. That's why we have the prayer, you know, the verse that we read before you start cooking, to transform the attitude so that, you know, these actions of preparing food here and, you know, just doing everyday chores, you know, we transform into our Dharma practice. I very much see going out to the forest and working there as a way of cleaning the garbage out of my mind, you know, because you walk into an area of the forest that is just completely cluttered and crowded and branches sticking everywhere, and you clean it out. And it's, so it's like, you know, all these wrong conceptions in the mind, all this clutter of opinions, all this negative karma from, you know, judgments of on other people, just cleaning all of that out. Yeah, so any ordinary task we do, we can transform in this kind of way. And so that's another way to make our lives meaningful. Okay? So it's really good to think about this because we realize that having a meaningful life exists right now in this present moment. You know, that you don't wait until Sunday morning and you don't wait until you have the perfect Dharma conditions to meditate, because when are those ever going to come? Yeah, but right now we transform whatever situation we're in and we use it to create virtue, you know. And then you have somebody like the Tara who's doing all sorts of volunteer work and keeping our our website up and, you know, creating much merit through doing that kind of practice. So, you know, we do those kinds of things in this life with a happy mind, you know, thinking that we're offering service to sentient beings and service, offering service to the Dharma. And then our mind is happy doing all sorts of different kinds of things. Yeah. Whereas if we don't practice like this, then, you know, you have to fill out forms, or you have to, you know, do who knows what, and it's like, and everything just becomes, I have to do this, I have to do that. And then, you know, then you live your life like that, you know? Your whole life is just one big complaint. Yeah, because you pick fault with everything. And who wants to live like that? Yeah, doesn't make any sense at all when we have this potential. Okay.